Kendrick's rap that came out last week.
I haven't kept up with it, dude. I'm very, very over the whole beef.
Oh, that's fine. I think it's, but it is over for the most part. Someone got shot. I think you saw, but apparently that was all fake, which is they just found today.
What do you mean?
It was the security company that was like the security van that was outside the house was apparently registered to like Drake or some shit like that, and it was all basically a fucking elaborate fucking plan.
I don't know. Drake staged the shooting?
Yes. Yeah,
you go to jail for that though. Like the gay kid who tried to say he got hate crimed. Who was it? He was in the Mighty Ducks. Dave Chappelle has a whole bit about him. He has a funny name. What's his name, dude?
Gay kid in the Mighty Ducks.
Dude, what? Fucking God damn it! It's on the tip of my tongue. Sorry, guys. Welcome to the show. Frenchie. He changed his name to something French, and it's not his real name. Just type in black guy fakes hate crime and it's going to come up, dude. And I'm going to be like, shit. Sorry, guys. My brain's not working.
Coop. Oh, wait, what? What's the.
Say his name.
No, it's just Coop. Jussie Smollett.
Jussie Smollett. Yeah.
That's Smollett.
That's what it is. Jussie Smollett. Dude, fucking. This guy fucking faked a hate crime, dude. Hired two Nigerians to act like they white crimed him, dude. Real hard.
Nigerians don't do
appear
that
to be white guys. No, they well, that's just who he hired to like. I don't know why he had to hire anyone. He could have just like tied a rope around his neck. Like he included these guys in his nefarious schemes and ended up getting caught. Like it was, but yeah. So you're saying he pulled a Smollett?
And I think, yeah, dude, he's like, he's apparently he's selling his houses in the U.S. He's getting out.
Is this apparently, or this sounds like a bunch of TikTok bullshit already. It sounds like you're getting all your info from TikTok rumors right now.
I do get my info from TikTok. Can you bring up real
news sources that this shooting was faked? Because I don't want to be a dickhead out here putting fake things in
it
the
was
world.
On, it was on CNBC. I didn't fucking send it to you. It was on CNBC. Drake fake shooting.
All right, find it for me, guys. Season finale.
Let's see.
Season finale of season 3. We're going to be taking a little break after this. Don't be sad. It's okay. It works out perfect, guys. No one be sad. No one worry about it. We're not going to get sad. We're going to treat this like shows. Shows have season finales and then they come back, right? And they come back bigger, stronger, better budget, better everything, dude. Like that's what we're working towards. We're going to come back with like, I don't know, fireworks or some shit. I don't fucking know, dude. But let's all not make it a sad thing, and we'll cover that at the end of the episode. But for now, Ernie, hit me with some goddamn truth from TikTok.
Hold on one sec.
Oh, it's almost like it was a fake fucking thing that didn't really happen because he wasn't in handcuffs right now.
No. Trust me. This was legit. Unless the entire news report that I saw,
it was fake and fabricated because you're a mark and you believe these retarded things, dude.
No. It did look kind of weird, but it had a news reporter and everything.
It did. Wait, when you say it looked kind of weird, what does that mean?
It was like it was just off tempo. It was like it didn't have the flow of like an actual news report.
It seemed like it was written by AI.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
So it's probably fake. You know what I'm saying? Look at you out here, dude. Right. Fake news and left and right, bro. You're going to come at me. Dude, I don't believe that it was they would have released that. If it was that simple, that's something they would have released day one. If it was like, oh, did you know that the news van we had on surveillance actually was that? No, they wouldn't have been that sloppy. There's no way. Drake would have killed himself by now, dude. We would have heard of Drake's suicide, okay?
Yeah. Wait, did you see what happened with Vitaly? Do you remember that guy?
I do remember him.
He was on Kick now. He got onto Kick and he was streaming. Him and Bradley Martin were streaming that they were hunting pedophiles. And they ended up finding one. And it was like a big one that used to like a super famous guy that used to write for Disney. And they caught him. And then Kick like completely kicked fucking Vitaly off of Kick. Too many kicks. I'm sorry.
All right, well, yeah, I was gonna say you gotta pick a different word if you're. I know you were trying to cutes it up there for a second, but you immediately regretted it.
That was not intentional. I'm just my vocabulary is that bad. They retracted his contract, whatever the fuck. And yeah, now Vitaly, the last thing he tweeted was he said, I'll never commit suicide, by the way. Because like now the narrative is that he's scared that they're like sending someone after him because they got a big dog, you know, a big dog pedo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me get this straight. I know he was doing a pedo hunter thing. Okay. I know he was doing like a Chris Hansen type of thing, but even further, I saw he was like pranking the dudes. They made one dude believe it was all a prank show and it was very funny. Like they like got this guy, made him, they were like, from what I understand, they were like, we got you, you pedophile, you got you. And this guy's like, oh my God, my life's over. And he's like, psych, it's a prank show. And they're like, no, never mind. Actually, we actually got you, you pedophile.
Shit.
They hit him with one of those, dude. It was wild. But from what you're telling me right there is Vitaly got a Disney executive, you said, who was raping little boys. And then,
Yep. They caught him red handed.
And then Kick is owned by Disney. Can you look that up? Is Kick an affiliate of Disney in any way? Because I could not see. Because isn't Kick like a right wing thing, dude? I couldn't see the most liberal media outlet being affiliated with some grungy Twitch, you know?
Right.
Like, I don't see any of this being real. This again sounds like TikTok conspiracy bullshit, dude.
No. This happened. This actually happened. What is Kick?
I'm not going to say rich people don't have powerful friends where he couldn't lean on someone even if they're not an affiliate. You know, maybe he knows people within. But like, dude, I don't know. It all seems a little. I bet you Vitaly didn't even get kicked off that platform, dude. I bet you he's just like chilling on. He's just like, is his page gone?
Because
if his page is still up, it's a work. And he contacted Kick and was like, "Yo, we're just playing a prank right now on the world." Because he's a prankster. He's one of the OG original. Him and Roman Atwood and shit. Them dudes love pranking, dude.
Oh, he's live right now.
Live right now on what? What's he live right now on?
On Kick.
Oh, so it's almost like I was right and it's all fucking.
No. Hold on. They might have rescinded their decision.
And then him being it, so then he so then we have to believe that he is okay with working for pedophiles. So you're saying it's a work, Ernie. It was all fake, bro. It was all a prank. He worked the world. They figured out how to work the world. Dude, you got to be a wrestling fan to see through this bullshit.
I'm just the world's biggest Mark Willis. Fuck.
Dude, you're not. A lot of people will fall for that, dude, okay? Because I'm sure he's convincing. But it's just you do the math. It sounds so enticing. But then you remember, oh, it's Vitaly, the guy who started his career on Bang Bus, literally. The guy I've seen this guy lie and scam his way through the last 15 years of the internet. I watched him through various live streaming outlets. I've seen him try to glom onto anyone with sort of any fame in the Twitch scene. He was riding ice Poseidon's dick for a while, following him around in a car for months, dude. Like, it was like a fucking weird. I've seen that guy be at his lowest, most pathetic and desperate. And this sounds like he just worked the world. It sounds like he took a step back. Him and what's his name? FoozyTuber, like the exact same mindset of like crazy lunatics that will do anything for publicity because they thrive on it.
Yeah.
Like, and yeah, dude. I'm a
psychopath.
Goddamn, dude. His
girlfriend, too.
And it's probably all fake. All that. I mean, I wouldn't doubt that any of them would hit a chick, but I'm just saying, like, it's all a work, dude. Like, most of what they do is just for the screen, you know? Like, it's just, and it's a brand and it's an identity, and people buy into it. And you're a smart kid with a good head on your shoulders, and you were so ready to believe that all of what you just said was real until I was like, okay, well, hold on a second. How does any of this make sense? And then we go and check, and oh, he's on the website he got kicked off of. You know, fucking, it's just not real.
Yeah, I mean, if I looked into it more, I probably would have done it myself. But I just saw the one video. Apparently, the Kick CEO was like on the phone with him saying, oh, like,
apparently the Kick CEO would call him personally. No, that's something that they would fucking email him over, dude.
Exactly.
Like, it was like they don't owe him a phone call, especially from the CEO. Like, that's crazy to believe that would even happen. You know, like, it's fucking all of it's just too over the top entertaining. You know, when life becomes so entertaining, you have to take a step back and be like, who's manipulating? Who's pulling the strings here to make this shit seem less mundane than it really is, dude? Because life's not that goddamn exciting, dude.
Yeah, you're right. Except when it really is, then it's.
Even when it really is, it's still they got to fucking take the bet. Like, even when you're really filming a reality show that's exciting, you still have to cut out so much that's boring. like, is what I'm trying to say. Like, and that's what he created. I like it because as a wrestling fan, it's called blurring the line when you work people like that, when you get everyone to believe something that, like, you know, where the days of believing wrestling is real is long gone. But every once in a while, people will blur the line of, like, these guys have a real beef in real life and they might really hit each other and it might turn into a real fight. And we don't know if it's gonna at any point. So he kind of did that on a large scale where he took a bunch of people. I'm sure he monetized that pretty well, dude. And if anything, I mean, it came up in my feed, you know, it came up in your feed. He got a big hold on TikTok, which is valuable, as we know. So, but I think they were like highlight channels I saw, dude. I don't think they were even like he was making the net like revenue from it. But regardless, he saw something. But hey, don't get worked, dude. That's it. That's two times this episode already, Ernie. You got worked. Damn, dude.
The name of the episode already, dude. Ernie gets worked.
Well, no, it's season finale, dude. This is what the I mean, that's where we're at. Is this a work?
Are you actually that? Maybe that's the work. That's a fucking meta work.
Maybe it's a work. Who knows? Maybe everything in my life gets significantly better 1 week's time from now and we're back. But no, we need a little break. We need a little cool down. You're very busy. I don't hear from you at all ever. So like that's going to be the real cliffhanger of this season is seeing if you even come back. You might just disappear altogether.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to have a new place, new studio. So
because like the last season's cliffhanger was whether I was going to die or not because it was right before my surgery. So like,
was it season three?
Season two ended. Yeah, there was no such thing as seasons till right now, guys. Till season three started. Till season three started. That was just a whole concept I came up with where I was like, "This is exciting." And guess what's our most viewed episode? Season three premiere, of this era. So yeah, it worked. It got people to come back. You know, fucking a little marketer, dude. You know, I know how to work you guys into a tizzy. You know,
I'm a little marketer, dude.
Fucking. Man, dude, so I'm glad that Drake's not in trouble, and I'm glad Vitaly isn't. So you have to now believe, I'm going to tell you this, that every single one of those predators he catches aren't real predators either. And goddamn, imagine being an actor who's willing to get paid like $200 to play a predator in a YouTube video. Like, and like going on a date with a chick and like some chick being like, I saw you on TikTok. And she's like, no, trust me, it's not real. Like,
yeah,
like, it's not what you think. It's like being in a herpes commercial. It's like, you know, like an actor, like those AIDS pills commercials, you know, and like you meet a chick and she's like, aren't you that gay dude with AIDS from that commercial? And it's like, like, no, I'm an actor. She's like, I didn't see it said paid testimonial at the bottom. It's like, no, they just put that, baby. And it's like,
yeah,
I don't know, dude, you might be a gay dude with AIDS. So
out of all the commercials.
All the commercials, dude, getting casted for a gay dude with AIDS. It's tough. You got to try it. And like when you take that gig, you almost got to take it because you just need money. Because like you can't possibly, if you're in it for like the career advancement, how far do you think AIDS commercial is going to get you in the industry?
You could, well, yeah.
No, you're not going to get a burger. Like you're not going to get like a food commercial next. Like no one wants to associate AIDS with burgers and shit. You know, like it's not like
at that point.
Yeah, dude, you better hope you become the AIDS guy. Hope you become the flow of AIDS, dude. That you become fucking... You better hope that you become a big deal in the AIDS community, which, I mean, I guess is cool. Mm-hmm. Get it how you live it, dude. Fucking.
What about those people that like hit lung cancer and then they have to talk like this and they can't really talk?
What are you saying? That should they be in those commercials?
No, I'm just saying that I think that's smart that they put themselves out there. They're probably getting money for those commercials.
No, I don't think they are.
You don't think so?
No, I think that they...
embarrassing themselves.
I wouldn't pay them. I'd be like, you're doing a good thing for humanity by doing this. Isn't that good enough? You're spreading awareness. Here's $50 and a pack of cigarettes because you know you still smoke. you fucking...
They know.
You fucking ghoul. Get away from me. Be gone, ghoul.
fucking ghoul.
The ghoul walks away. All right, smooth skin. See you later. Fallout jokes. I can make Fallout jokes now because everyone's seen the show. So now I can make Fallout jokes. Let's go. We've moved into the new era.
It's not as cool now that everyone knows about it.
Shut up. Yeah.
Nah, dude. I'm one of those. Yeah, I'm one of those, dude.
You're one of those what, dude? You go premiere night to every Marvel movie that comes out. You are the fucking... What do you mean? You're the guy.
Right, but if there's something I'm liking that like I was kind of on the down low and then it's becomes mainstream. I mean, Fallout wasn't mainstream, but like
I'm gonna let break video down. Game. I'm gonna break down how high level marketing goes. Okay, high level marketing at its very peak level, they have people broken down into levels of susceptibility. You're up there, Ernie. Mm-hmm. Because you buy merch, you have a spendable income, you go to the movies, you will do things, you have a $25 Netflix subscription, you pay for Fortnite Crew monthly, you have to get one skin for $11, it's not even a nice skin. Like, you do these things, and so eventually they collect all this data, and they start the fuck out. I can only imagine what your spam is like, dude. Your spam has got to be insane, dude. Just, like, random shit that they're like, you probably get it for, like, watches and shit, dude. Like, they're probably like, buy this Rolex.
I could tell you one I got, dude. I got something. I pre-ordered a fucking a mug for an Appa mug from The Last Airbender.
See, dude, like
that
know.
Came up on my Instagram out of nowhere. They're like, oh, like fucking limited edition Appa mug
out of nowhere, almost like they knew exactly what you would want, dude. Like, yep. Fucking, and they market it's the same way casinos work. Like, Here's a tip for you guys, right from my boy Chris, dude. Fucking, if you're a losing player in any online casino and you're losing a lot, go to them and bitch about it. They'll credit your account with some free money, dude. You can't withdraw that money, but you can go play on the tables with it. But they'll give you money if you're a loser on there.
Wow. All
especially right. if you're a loser who's made a lot of deposits and you say, this is me saying, what you should say is, I get better odds on blank site, whatever is their competitor, you know? And yeah. You give them, because they have a whole department. Every business, every large scale business has a department that's called customer retention. And they're there to keep you in, dude. And they're willing to give you things. Same thing where if you've never canceled a subscription if you've been paying for Netflix or Hulu or anything for a long time, go and click cancel subscription. Because they're going to wait until you fucking, like, they're going to ask you like three times. And the third time they ask you, they're going to be like, okay, for real this time, we're going to give you some months for free, okay?
Yeah.
They're going to do that. You have to. You got to push them because they're there. If you don't use it, you're a mark. Don't be a mark, guys. If you could take anything away from this season finale, dude, is just don't be a fucking mark for the world, bro. Don't be a target. Yeah. Don't be something that they can sell you on. Like, don't
be a naive motherfucker like me.
Yeah, dude. Like, oh, man. No, Ernie, you're good. You're not naive. You're innocent. I guess naivete and innocence is correlated relatively closely, right?
I would say, yeah. And I am. I'm very gullible, too. I mean, that's all the same thing. But, yeah, dude, you could.
Well,
I can't tell you how many times I've been like, I mean, you've done it here on the show where you'll say something and you were obviously kidding and I just didn't catch on to it. And I'm just like, oh, really? Like, I thought you'd like be so serious. That happens dude, all the time.
A bad example of that. Oh, the little Enrique update, dude. This fucking. Oh, you guys shit. Heard when I said that at the end of the last episode, I made a little comment. If you guys are new around here, a while back, I used to have another Mexican that podcasted with me. One night he got fucking smart mouthed on when he was on my show, tried to talk over me, fucking got crazy, and then dared me five different times to tear him apart, which resulted in me tearing him the fuck apart. Okay. It was bad. Borderline rude. Okay. It was rude. It was very rude.
Yes,
but. He did, but it was rude. I didn't have to fucking bring some things into it like I did. I didn't have to say he looked old. Like, that made me feel like that was mean. Look, I didn't say, like, I said, when I found out we were the same age, it made me sad for you. Sad is what I said. I remember because I listened to it
a few
times, dude. Fucking.
I did.
But Enrique, little update on him and then the story that correlates to everything. Okay. But one of the listeners, Sid, who's actually been on the show, who was on that episode when I tore him apart, Sid, said that he ran into Enrique in real life, dude, a while back. Shit. Ran into him in real life, and Enrique was all like, yeah, dude, what's up, blah, blah, blah. And then when he got home, he realized that Enrique blocked him on everything, dude, right after that.
Right after that?
Yeah, he saw
him. That's so weird.
Such a weird thing, dude.
Why even say hi to him? Why even, like, strike up the fucking...
He's blocked me on everything. I've tried to get him to come back on the show. I fucking left a comment on, like, his YouTube channel, and as you did, he would just delete the comments. Like, you know, like when I would leave a comment and be like, just come on, dude. Like, you know, I'll admit I went a little too far. And you could, like, you know.
Did you say that? You should comment that one time at least. Let him know. Let him know you're sorry.
I'm not sorry. I'm not going to say that, dude, because it was funny. Fuck that shit.
It was funny, people, but you got to make amends.
I had people hit me up that I talked to in a long time being like, that was funny, dude. Like, my friend sent that around being like, that was funny.
Because it was. I remember I asked you. You took it down. I'm like, can I please see that again?
I did. Right. I did re-upload and send it to you. Just dude, that's funny. Yeah, fucking. But he, reason I said that is he's susceptible as hell. He's so gullible, bro. I did a bit a while back on this show where after a break where I came back and was like, sorry guys, I was gone. And I just riffed about how I went to California and fucking tried to sell a script called Black Stepdad and no one would buy my script. So it made me live on the streets. And yeah. I was every day just walking around trying to get people to buy my Black Stepdad script. And like, I laid it on pretty thick where I was clearly joking, dude. And he hit me up like, yo, why didn't you ask to like sleep on my couch?
Oh shit. I don't think I'm that bad, Willis.
Dude, like I was like, yo,
no,
my dude, I was joking. Do you think I really would like, cause I like the way I laid it out, I was like, guys, I risked it all. I went out there. I was like, I gave up on writing, guys. That's why I was gone. I took 3 months to become a writer. That's how I started it. Is I said, well, I spent 90 days becoming a writer and it didn't work out for me. So I give up is how I started, which is like clearly a joke, you know, like fucking, yeah. I was like, I gave it my all. And I said, 90 days after that, nope, I'm done. If I don't make it after 90 days in Hollywood, I give up and fucking. He bought it in, dude. Like, fucking, I don't know. I think he's a little autistic. He's a good kid, though. I feel bad,
yeah,
man.
A little bit. Yeah, I probably am, too.
Yeah, but I don't think you are. I think you're a straight shiner, buddy. I think you're okay.
There is a such thing as high-functioning autism.
Yeah, right? But I think you just kind of want to excuse. I don't know what you even want to excuse. What do you get out of being autistic?
I don't get anything out of it. It would just explain a lot of behavior.
But that's what I'm saying. What behavior does it explain or excuse? That's what I was using it as. Is like what behavior would it, in some context seem rude, but you're having autism, it would excuse the fact.
Well, I guess that falls under the naivety or whatever. It falls under like not understanding social cues of like sarcasm, especially, which is. But you know what? I cancel it out because like I'm pretty sarcastic sometimes too. Like I could pick up on the guy.
I think you just didn't grow up watching funny enough stuff and having funny enough friends around you. It's honestly what it was.
The second one, yeah, but I did watch a lot of funny shit. I mean, I always watched comedy shit. I never watched like serious movies or serious shows. I always watched just comedy, mainly cartoons. So maybe that's like lowbrow.
I'm just talking about like a Mexican household. Like, how funny is it really? It seems like it's probably pretty serious most of the time.
No, oh my God.
It's probably funny for me to observe, but like for you guys, like,
no,
like
it's the funniest like, thing.
Of course, I'd love to watch your little brother chase a chicken around at 5 a.m. every day, as I'm sure he does.
Fucking chicken.
I'm sure your brother's just out there chasing chickens and building roofs at 5 a.m, dude. I'm sure that's what's happening.
Mowing the lawn at 6 a.m. Yes, no, true. Bro. We're known for roasting each other. Like, you can ask any Mexican family, everybody is pretty good at being roasted and roasting. I was not one of them, I guess, but I am a little bit, dude. When we have to get my sister on. That's what I wanted to tell you this episode, because you're saying it's the season finale. I wanted to get my sister on an episode. She is like a way funnier version of me.
Well, we can get her on season 4. Oh, my camera phone.
Oh, no.
Oh, what's up, guys? No big deal. You want me to just hold it like this?
Vlog style. Oh shit! Fucking leave it in.
We're back, baby. We're back.
Nice.
We're good, dude. Ernie Riff.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, guys, I don't think I even put that out there that I have a sister that's now probably listening to this episode now, Anna, if you can hear it. And yeah, she wants to be on. She might be like a common. Or a frequent, if you allow it, Sir Willis, a frequent guest.
I mean, why wouldn't I allow it, dude? Unless she pulls in Enrique and tries to big dog me on my own show, dude. Don't fucking. It would be funny if your sister just came in here like, oh, are you pussy pendejo? I'm like, yo, dude, chill.
She might. If you don't lay the ground rules, she'll just do it. Obviously not seriously, but she'll do it just to like fucking.
There's no ground rules. It's just what Enrique did qualified as egregious douchebaggery. You know, like he really like fucking like.
He did. Even I could.
There's
I could
a lot that I cut out of him, like fucking, like it really, like I don't know, dude. Fucking that shit.
That's crazy. No, it was but pretty I don't. Obvious, but
I don't spaz like that on anyone, dude. Like it's not, and like it's because I don't want to. If you, God, I should just upload just that part so people can get a full context. I warned him so many times, dude, like, which is a dorky thing to do. Be like, you don't want to see my dark side. Like, I did hit him with that kind of like where I was like, bro, yeah. I'm about to slide. I think I said I'm about to cut you up or something. He was like, go ahead, bro. Use your sharpest sword.
And yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
And I was like, okay, fucker. And fucking just starting like just like the idea that he thought I couldn't is what fueled me to just start fucking tearing into his stupid ass, dude. That really pissed me off, dude. God, just the okay, let's get past it.
We're we'll get past guys. It.
Because the break is perfect, though. The season finale break is perfect because Ernie's life is about to get very busy. He's importing a bunch of illegal people into his house, and he's going to be keeping them there for a while. And you guys think I'm joking. He's literally building a fucking secret room for them to hide in right now if you look at the drywall behind him. That's so in case it's in case ice comes, they can throw him in a magnetic wall that he's throwing up. Fucking just a
magnetic wall.
A room that's not fit. A room that Harry Potter would be fucking pissed off to sleep in, dude. Like, it's going to be storing Mexicans. They're not even Mexicans. He's getting Southern Chinese people, dude. It's like weird, man.
Like Peruvian, South Americans, and they're different.
Yeah, dude. Fucking like Puerto Ricans for some reason. They don't even realize they're American technically, and they're just hiding in his closet, Anne Frank style. It's crazy.
They have the papers. They just have no idea. They just think they're completely fucking.
Ernie's got a handful of globs walking around, and the globs are confused. Everyone's confused where they stand. We don't know what glob is. A territory, maybe? Maybe it's the same thing as Puerto Rico.
I think so, dude. I think aren't they Asiatic? Aren't they Islander? Pacific Islander? Isn't that
Do you
Guam?
Think they? Do you think? I don't know. Look up Guam. Let's figure it out. Do you think they rock the American flag? Do you think Guam? Guam's out there being like, yeah, I mean, they do when wartime comes. I know Puerto Rico is probably like, fuck the USA, but as soon as they're like, oh, but I mean, I guarantee you, like, as soon as like a war breaks out, Puerto Rico's like, dude, I'm so glad we're on the winning team. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad we got to just chill. They're like our minor league team, dude. You know,
I'm sorry, go ahead. That was a good minor league team to have because they're out there.
Oh, yeah, dude. We could use it. Put them on the front line, dude.
There are look where they're at. They're in the middle of the fucking Pacific, like way by the Philippines.
I can't really see. I gotta make my screen bigger. Hold on.
Yeah, I can maybe. No, I can't make that.
Where are they at?
Look.
Hey, yo, Guam is in the middle of the fucking ocean.
Yeah. Northern America.
Okay, zoom out though, because that's strategic planning. If we have nukes there, that's kind of a great place to have nukes, and we probably have nukes stored there.
Mm-hmm. You could probably have a whole Western.
Can you look up launch? Can you type in military site Guam? Because now I want to see what kind of military outpost we have in there, because that's great strategy, dude. Because it's like, oh, why would we have Guam? Well, that's why, because it's in the middle of the fucking ocean, right below Japan and fucking South Korea, looked like there. It's like, dude, we could fucking. Yo.
That's we have a joint region Marianas. This place looks cool.
And that's it. It's just joint region Marianas. That's yeah. The only one. We wouldn't know if they have a fucking facility there. We have them spread out everywhere.
A warfighter.
Nah, man, that ain't big enough.
There's cars there.
That parking lot's brilliant. Bigger than the fucking building. No, man. I'm telling you, somewhere on that country we have. Well, there's a navy. Okay, we have a navy site. There's a naval hospital there, so there is a navy outpost somewhere. There has to be some sort of thing. What's that big fucker over there? It's the airport. Sorry, guys. We're getting pretty deep into Guam fucking geography right now. I hope you guys love it. Gun Beach? That sounds fun. Gun Beach right next to Two Lovers Point, dude.
Oh, yeah. Featuring the remains of a World War II Japanese artillery gun plus snorkeling and more.
I was going to say, who's naming places in Guam, dude? It's like Gun Beach and like Fuck Me in the Ass Alley. Like, what are these places, dude? Two lovers snuggling like over a sunset. Like, what the fuck was the name of these places?
Snuggle Cove. Oh, look at this. Dude. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, dude. The Kissy Caverns. Yeah.
That's just like Fortnite names. They're just Fortnite map locations.
Yeah. Salty Springs. Yeah,
Salty
dude.
Springs.
Yeah, I like Guam, dude. Maybe we'll take a trip to Guam one day, dude. And see
it is a U.S. territory. I didn't know. You mentioned that.
I know it was. Yeah, I was just making a joke about Guam people being confused where they stand, dude. That's all. Because it's Guam, Puerto Rico. What's the other ones we got? We got a couple more people don't ever think about.
Let's see.
It's not Turks and Caicos, I don't think, but maybe.
American Samoa?
Yeah.
Marshall Islands?
Yeah.
Virgin Islands?
Virgin Islands, really?
Yeah.
So we just be taking shit and just being like, that's ours now. Dibs. We come through, just dibs, that's ours.
The next thing I gotta take, I had this conversation with my a little off topic. I had a conversation with my boss that we were talking about, should America just liberate Mexico from the narcos?
And I asked you this a long time ago. It's on the show. And you were like, no, we don't want you guys' help. We wouldn't take your help.
Oh, well, you know why?
Because that's exactly your position you were about to say. And I'm like, what? I fucking know. You're like, oh, shit, you must have really had this conversation because that's exactly how I feel. Like,
We did. We did. I remember that because the president was like, because at the time the president was like, you know, not backing down. But like now I'm thinking it's like, if you guys actually invaded us, like willingly, like, it would actually work out for everybody.
Yeah, like, you guys should be pumped if we took you guys and made you not a fucking cesspool of crime. You should be happy.
Yeah, and then Mexicans, like you, we can just come and go as we please, like between America. Like,
yeah, well, no, we're not saying that. We're not saying that at all. Well, no, well, not come and go. As we please. It could be more of a Canadian situation, probably. You guys could probably have like a little bit more leniency. No, a little bit more leniency. I don't know, dude. The whole idea is that the idea is that it's sad that you guys haven't wiped them out. Your army should be able to handle some fucking narcos, dude. They can't be that well armed.
Because the narcos own the army.
Well, that's where the bullshit comes into play, because how poor is the army, dude? Fucking like to be owned by drug dealers is crazy.
Yeah, pretty poor. Like, yeah.
Like that's pretty fucking crazy, dude. Like we could send a few SEAL teams down there and clean your country up pretty quick, brother.
A few SEAL teams. Yeah, you really could.
We really could. Just a few like dude, it would not be nearly as hard as like a Baghdad or like a Iraq occupation, you know, like that type of thing. It's not gonna be a multi-year thing. Sure as shit isn't gonna be what Russia's attempting to do. I saw an article the other day, it was like Russia prepared to turn up the speed for summer. And I'm like, that's still going on? Turn up the speed really? From what? Yes, dude. Like, turn up the speed from what? Like, a creeping snail to a fucking, like, I don't understand how you're going so slow. This war has been happening for, goddamn, seems like, what, 2 years now?
2-3 years, yeah. Yeah.
Remember when we thought Russia was tough? Remember when everyone was all afraid of Russia? Well, goddamn, we shouldn't be afraid of them on land. They better have some. It makes me question their competency all around. Like maybe they don't even have functional nukes. Like fucking. Like
they
maybe
just build fake nukes.
They just have retarded nukes, wonky nukes that just fucking.
They fly up and then just explode, but like it's just fucking confetti.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, they're probably afraid. Like, they probably never fired one of them fuckers, and they're probably scared that they really would just fucking blow up their entire country on accident. Because they probably take the smartest scientists and put them in jail for being smart and having free thought. So it's like they have, like, the like their smartest people are the smartest people who are willing to comply completely and be complete, like, which you can still get some smart people that way. But, like, you know, subservience is, I don't know, it's a whole... I don't know. Sorry, I'm getting.
They don't want no free thinkers over there.
Yeah, they don't. But I'm saying, like, the best people at it are probably radical free thinkers. You know, like the people that could, like, really help the most, or I would like to believe, are free souls, man.
Free you know? Souls. Yeah. Well, I guess so.
I'm just saying. I don't. I'm not too afraid of Putin anymore, dude. I'm just putting that out there that motherfucker has lost a lot of credibility in my eyes, dude. Don't give me a laugh on that. I didn't deserve it. Don't laugh at that.
Don't ever say that. You deserve every laugh.
No one laugh at that Putin pun thing. Don't laugh at any puns. But yeah, dude. Putin. What were we talking about beforehand? Sorry, guys. The other shit. Everything's kicking in. I took a lot to get here, guys. I'm pretty sad, and it's bumming me out that we got to put the show on break too. No, it's not bumming me out.
The show on break, bro.
I have to do it. Ernie has nothing to do. This is completely on me, guys. I do. I have to. Yes, I need time to.
I'm about to just continue it without you, dude.
I mean, yeah, but it's not going to be canon. I don't consider it canonical.
What is it? An alternate timeline, or what the fuck?
Yeah, it'd be its own alternate mini season.
It's gonna be on the Spotify, so what the fuck? You can't.
Yeah, it could be an alternate mini season type of thing, side shoot. You could have like a Loki kind of thing going on.
Yeah, well, what if you end up liking it? You know, why are you judging a book by its cover?
I think it'd be great. I'm just saying, if it's not my product, I can't put my stamp on it. What are you talking about?
Okay, all right. Yeah, even if know? I, all right, what if I just run them through you and like, Willis, can I get your stamp of approval? And then at the end,
if you did extra stuff in between the season, like I already planned on doing, but I didn't want to say anything, you know, that there's going to be some stuff to keep them entertained in the meantime. I'm not going to just leave them in the lurch. But the idea of doing a consistent podcast right now is, it's just stress. Everything's fucked up right now, guys. Okay. Life's fucked up. I don't need to get into it. So, and then let's just say life won't be as fucked up in a short amount of time. And I'd rather take the break when we can recalibrate, get everything going, and fucking come back, hit it hard as hell. Season 4, big dick swinging, dude. Just coming out, just fucking feeling great. Yeah, dude. Okay. Exactly how it swings. So, yeah, man. What are your thoughts? What would you do if I said, yeah? I'm saying, Ernie, be creative. Put out little short 10, 15 minute funny things on the thing. We'll do something. Mm-hmm. You know, get creative. Yeah. Sing a song. Put out a song one day and just surprise everyone. Just Ernie singing a full acoustic set. That'd be rad.
I just might. Yeah.
People might be into that. I know people would.
I want to get into that, dude.
Consider this a playground for your creativity, Ernie. Consider this a full playground for your creativity with a small pre-installed audience already ready to listen to whatever you want to put out there.
Right.
So just go ahead and fucking, and I don't think they're going to judge you. They all like you more than me. I mean, we've never pulled that, but maybe we'll put that poll up. Who do you like more?
We should.
We shouldn't.
End of season poll.
No, dude. Yeah, who do you like more at the end of the season? Loser gets voted off.
Winner becomes the new host.
Yeah, dude. Well, I mean, we're both co-hosts, man. I'm just, I always wish you would steer, brother.
You're the MC. You want to see if I steer, we'll crash.
I don't know.
You laughed at that.
I laughed at, yeah, I'm really high now, guys. I'm sorry if you've been watching for the last 20 minutes. There's a point where I started looking at the camera and I took my glasses off because I was trying to see how my eyes were looking. And like since that point, I've been pretty fucked up, dude. I'm over here. I'm going to try to have a good night and fucking not hate my life tonight, guys. And just, I don't know, this is the time to step up. If anyone's out there, it's like secretly been a rich listener this entire time, dude. Step up. It's not even a lot of money, dude. Just loan me like a little bit of money. Loan me like $1,000 so I don't have to go and commit crimes. Because that's what's going to happen, guys. What if I go and commit crimes, guys, and then I get in trouble and then space blood from jail? That's going to suck. Actually, that's going to be rad.
That'd be sick.
It would be, but who's going to take care of my cat? I'm going to have to break out of jail to get my cat. And I'm definitely going to get caught if I break out. No one breaks out and stays out. Like, that's the thing. Like, you can break out of jail, but you're going to get caught. Really? I would. If I didn't have attachments, if I didn't have my cat or anything, I could get it. I think I could break out of a low security jail. And I mean, you got to live in fucking Mexico or whatever, you know. I probably wouldn't pick Mexico. Yeah. It's Mexico because it's the easiest. You can get to it from the U. I could take a bus, pretty much be undetectable,
yeah,
you know, and fucking get my way to Mexico.
You'd have to make your way down to South America at some point. Live in like Brazil and like a rainforest.
I think Cuba's probably rad. We've talked about that. Cuba's probably pretty rad now that they're not like all under Fidel Castro's fist.
Right. That's where Tupac's supposed to be living, right?
There was a Tupac sighting in Cuba a while back. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Eminem said in a song way back in the day, Sama Aduma Lama. That was the name of the song. Sama Aduma Lama.
Uh-huh.
I think that was the name of the song, but he says hip hop ain't been the same since Tupac moved to Cuba on us. That was the last line of the song. Yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it from Kendrick. He said the same thing.
Can you type in Sama Aduma Lama by Eminem?
You know what's
funny? It's not the name of the song, but it's a verse in the song. I'm trying to remember. It's a small unknown song, I think, from DJ Green Lantern's Conspiracy Volume 2.
Okay.
Damn, I'm such a hip hop head, dude.
Let's see, because I know it from the Rap God. Royce's Bar Exam 3?
No.
Prestix
of the new Madonna.
Summa Luma Duma. I just keep getting
rap. The next line was, I'm a human computer. I'm gonna find it right now.
That's from Rap God. You assuming I'm a superhuman? What I gotta do to get it through? I'm superhuman.
No. I didn't realize he reused lines like that. No, the song I'm talking about is from so long ago. Hold on. Pause the show. Sorry, guys. I'm not gonna make you wait while I pause it. All right,
guys.
I just cracked a big case. So Turns out Eminem reused the lyrics of Rap God, well, at least rearranged them a little bit from the song. The song you guys probably have not heard, it's called Fubba You Cubba Cubba. And it's from, is it from Green Lantern? Is it?
Is that an album?
Green Lantern's a DJ who used to put out these sick ass mixtapes called Invasion. It's an invasion. And it was like 50 Cent, Eminem, the whole G Unit, all of them guys and shit, dude. But yeah, play Fubba You Cubba Cubba real quick. But like, play the end of it. All right, we'll listen to it a little. We'll skim through it. Here's a little Eminem for you guys, a little unheard Eminem. To my success, it's worked for me repeatedly. Oh, the quality's so bad. Clinton Sparks, that's who put this one out. That's right. Never mind. Quality's terrible. Just go to the end. Oh, yeah. They...
Wow.
Isn't that from Rap God? Did they take that and change it up a little bit, though?
A little bit.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hip-hop ain't been the same since Tupac was the 2000s. Yeah, dude. I nailed that, dude. My fucking... No one's like, what's up, guys? A little Eminem you definitely never heard in your lives, dude. There's like one kid being like, I heard that, and my cousin played that. I swear. He had that. Fucking what's up,
how did you find out about that? That was just like a...
Dude, I was so into fucking every... I've heard so many unreleased Eminem's, unreleased in quotes, you know, Eminem songs. Dude, I used to pay for DVD. Back when rap beef was cool, dude, and the game was beefing with 50 Cent, we buy DVDs, dude. I bought Stop Snitching, Stop Lying, this DVD where Game pulled out, dude, 50 Cent's bodyguard shot shots at them at the end of the video.
Whoa. Fucking,
they pulled up outside of his thing, and he shot a shot in the air to scare them away.
Fucking, what?
Yeah, dude. It's a
Isn't
whole
that
thing.
A crime? Recording themselves?
I don't know, dude. There's a whole fuck. No, the security guard shot the shot.
Okay.
They didn't show it, though, so it all could have been a work by the game, you know, and I was a little kid being like, I love this. Like, I was so invested into everything that was Shady Aftermath, like so heavily invested. Like, that's why when I heard that he's starting a diss with Benzino again, I'm like, Benzino's still alive? That's crazy that Eminem is giving him any glory. Like, Eminem just dropped a diss track against Benzino, who used to be the owner. He used to manage this magazine called The Source. It was a black magazine. There was Jet Magazine, Source, and Vibe. Those were like the three big black magazines, dude. Fucking... See, everyone finds out that if you listen, you find out that I'm actually not a racist, but I'm super in tune with everything that's happening. In
he's just in there. He's just a mole for the African-American community, guys.
Well,
maybe not a mole. No, you're just assimilated.
I loved it, dude. I loved hip. I've said it last episode. I thought it was going to be my life, dude, was being like a hip-hop P. Diddy Suge Knight type of figure. You know, like I wanted to do that where I would manage rappers, get them to the next level, pretty much take gangsters and make them fucking get in the studio. But that's the hardest part, is gangsters be doing gangster shit and getting killed or going to prison, and fucking then you're like, oh well, that's pretty cool, I spent $800 on studio time on you in the last couple of months, and now you're just can't do anything with it. Sweet. Yeah. Like fucking yeah. But
you should have been a producer.
I was a producer. I sold a lot of beats, buddy.
I did you that. Sold beats?
I sold beats, buddy.
No fucking way.
I had my own website where we sold beats. I had other producers selling beats on a website that I had. Oh, yeah.
Why haven't we heard any Willis beats? Will it on the beat? Will it on the beat?
We'd have to find them, dude. Most of them are just loops that I took and put together of other things, dude. Like, that's like, yeah, I mean, that's all beats are. That's all fucking beats are. But yeah.
Yeah.
Not just me. Me and my old best friend growing up, Corey, who don't want to say his last name, we started making beats together. He figured out how to crack Fruity Loops when we were like 12 years old, dude, and we were hooked into that shit. He figured out that it wasn't even cracking Fruity Loops. He realized that if you downloaded a trial version and turned your clock backwards, that you could keep the free trial forever.
I did that. I did that way back when, yeah.
Yeah, so that it was just a simple internal clock glitch you could do to most programs back in the day. Like, if for any free trial program you had, you could really use that. Just set it to a date before you had the free trial and it would go infinite. It could never fucking, it would never catch up and fucking, yeah. So that was, yeah. But that, yeah, I have a huge hip hop history, dog. We've been through it, man. Well, I mean, we'll, season four, we'll do a whole episode dedicated to it. We're going to have theme episodes. We're going to come out. We're going to have bigger, I don't know, everything. Mm-hmm. I don't know. What are your dreams for season four, Ernie? What do you want? What are your visions?
Yeah, bigger everything, bigger you, bigger me, more guests. Yeah. We're going to have my sister on here, maybe.
Hey, real pumped about that. Yeah, we're definitely gonna have her on, dude. I'm pumped about it too.
I think you'll like. Yeah, you'll. I think I told you right on the other episode. Like I told her about. I didn't even have to really show her the episode. I was like, oh, so like this is kind of like what, like the comedy that we do. And she's like, oh yeah, it was like about Indians or something. She's like, oh yeah, well I want to talk about Indians. I saw this the other day. You know, she knows. She gets the picture.
Man, just I want to talk about Indians is funny as hell.
Well, she would have loved that one episode that we, speaking of, because you asked me, she would have loved that one episode where we watched the one dude that was like showing us how to shit in India.
That was crazy. I forgot all about that. Yeah. It was fake. We ended up finding out that was fake too. Everything's fake. Dude. Remember that guy was fake?
Yeah, that sucked.
Everything's fake, dude. God damn it. But I'd love to have her on. She's going to have a blast with us, dude. We're going to have
a fucking
good old time. Dude, I say we bring your fucking parents on here. I say fuck if we bring everyone. I say when I come out there, we do an episode in person with your whole familia. Dude, we have everyone pop in. Dude.
That could work. You might have to learn a little bit of Spanish.
I'll even write some cutesy jokes for your little brother to come in and do, dude. People love that, dude. A little kid cracking some jokes. I'll write some like age appropriate material.
Yeah.
He can come in and be like skibbity toilet. Motherfuckers are going nuts, dog.
He likes skibbity toilet, bro. Yeah, he's into that. Not the actual show. He likes memeing about it. He likes showing.
He likes memeing, dude. Kids love a good meme nowadays, man. They live and die by the meme, dude.
It's the only comedy nowadays is memes.
I mean, it's just not true at all. It's
well, I mean, I'm not talking about like, oh, there's no like stand up. No, I'm just saying like that's like when you go online anywhere, really, like people just kind of talk in memes, if that makes sense.
No, you know? I know, I get
it. At least the younger generation.
Yeah, but then you end up like getting your brain fried. Like, bro, can you hear me still? Sorry, my mic's away. Like Brian can only meme. Like Brian like gets stuck where he'll like I imagine sometimes like he'll like, I don't know, dude. Like he overheats and like has to just keep dropping stale memes. Like it's like
yeah,
a thing, like,
he knows. Yeah, I gotta tell him. He's like, all right, bro. Like you gotta move on to the next fucking thing.
He'll be like the next episode of SpongeBob. Okay, yeah, no, I'll go on to that. Yeah, like he fucking like just has like SpongeBob quotes for days, jokes like that for days. So like it can go wrong, but also one in every 50 of those is funny because it is one of those things where like it's not funny, not funny, not funny, and then it's funny again. Like so he does have that going for him. I do like that. Fucking yeah, we'll have Brian more Brian season 4, more Brian, the season of more Brian probably. I don't know,
of guests, dude, the season of just,
well, we can have guests, it's just you, dude. I don't know your schedule, man. You be out here like fucking, that's the one thing I can blame you for is that we never have like a set thing. And
I know, well right now the May, you are right, May, it's
almost like it's a perfect time to take a fucking break, recalibrate, have ideas. We can brainstorm all the time. That's the only reason I can get you to keep talking to me is I'll just send you ideas and you could be like, this is what I think about this, and that's how we can maintain our friendship until the show comes back so I don't lose you as a friend. Because that would suck.
That would never happen. You're crazy.
I'll be bummed, dude. I come back just all sad, guys. Just gun in my mouth. Like, show's over. Dig it. Fucking. That's
never.
It. Never, dude.
Never. Fucking.
Nah, we're going to come back.
Leave you.
Come back so fucking strong, dude. Everyone's going to be living in fear of our strength, dude. It's going to be crazy. But I don't know how to end this one strong, man. We got 12 minutes. What do you want to talk about, brother?
We gotta not forget, dude. Tomorrow's Mother's Day.
Whatever.
Whatever. All right, okay. I know.
My entire life right now is being stressed by her decisions.
By her mother. Yeah, you're right.
By her decisions. Imagine.
Shout out to the moms.
Whatever.
Most of the moms. Not
whatever, dude. Fuck them all, dude. Let them all drive off a fucking cliff, dude. Peace, dude. fucking. Tu madre, dude.
Tu madre. Tu madre. Wait, I got something, dude. I got something for you. I got good news I haven't been able to tell you.
Is she pregnant? Are you having a baby?
No.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
No, I'm going to Mexico.
You're not allowed.
I'm allowed. I got it.
You know, are you whispering?
If only I had it with me. No, I don't have to whisper. That was just for
dramatic. It's a trick. You can't go, Ernie. They're not going to let you back in, dude. Do not fall for their tricks. You're such a mark that this is their way of tricking you, dude. Stop.
That would be the ultimate mark. Yeah.
Ernie, if you get worked into deportation, dude, I'm going to be so upset. If they work you into deportation, dude, you cannot be this much of a mark, please.
No, it's okay. It's all right. Don't worry. This is for real. It's for real this time, guys.
From who, dude? Just some guy. It's just some guy that lives down your street that doesn't like you living in his neighborhood and was like, let's get him out of here. Sent you a fake fucking letter. God damn. You need to fact check every single inch of everything that's going on.
Yeah, dude. Now that this entire episode has made me just question my whole reality. I got to fact check everything now.
I mean, dude. You always gotta be fact checking, dude. Just don't believe TikTok. All of the shit that's on TikTok is fake. It's all lies and all bullshit and all dramatized to get more views. Like, no, none of that's ever real.
Right.
Like, currently they're trying to boycott Taylor Swift and all of them, dude. Have you seen that? The blockout shit?
No. What is that?
It's a bunch of, so little kids they have no one else to be mad at now because, like, I guess there's no one to cancel currently. So they're like, we need to start canceling people for nothing. They're canceling people. It's one gay kid he's not a gay kid, he's just some kid with like no, I've one on his page. He had nothing going on his page before this. And then one day he was just like, you guys want to know what? You want to know the last time Kim Kardashian made money off me? 3 years ago when I blocked her. He was like, so I'm doing it to all of these celebrities because they don't use their platforms to promote real change. So we should block them until they start promoting what we want them to promote.
Oh,
and like, it's just this like weird exercise of power from people who are so like infantile and don't actually have any power in real life. So they go and they try to do this. It's a whole bunch of like gangly little girls with braces when you click on the profiles. Like, it's a lot of like that and gay black dudes being like, we're going to totally take control, dude. Some gay black dude with his comment, it made me laugh so hard. He said, we're going to burn down the Hollywood sign, man.
That's what he said. Oh, no.
And it's like, dude, you guys really think, and if you go look, I don't know if it's stayed up, but Taylor Swift's, she normally gained on average like 200,000, 300,000 followers a day on TikTok, and she lost over 100,000 every day for like 4 or 5 days.
Whoa. Why? Mm-hmm. Like, why Taylor Swift? He just chose like Taylor Swift. Let's go for it.
Chose Taylor Swift, Kim Kardashian, some weird ones that I never even heard of. Like, people like from Disney shows that like I've never heard of or seen. Like, I don't know, dude. And like in the comments, every comment with like a lot of votes is like, and let's add so-and-so to the list. Like, it's become a club where these people can do this. Look it up, dude. Pull it up. Like, no, pull up the video, man. This is a real thing, dude. Pull up the site, the block out. And I want you to see the original video of this kid who's just like, and I want you guys to know, like, they're making money because of, like, us and shit. And it's like, no, they're not, dude. What are you talking about? Like, they're not, like, yeah, they are, but in a way, they're not going to be hurt. You're not hurting their bottom line like you think they are. Like,
right.
Like, it's in the same way that I don't, you got it?
Well, I'm reading that did it come from the Met Gala thing? Is that where
probably because people hate to watch rich people. They love to watch rich people do things, but then like all it takes is one person in the crowd to be like, "We should also have that kind of money." And everyone's like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah, we should have that too."
That, but it also takes one fucking TikTok post because I've been seeing them just showing the parallels between the Hunger Games. I don't know if you've seen it and the Met Gala. And
what's the parallels like, between that? With the Jennifer Lawrence is at both.
Yeah, that's a good note, but it's like because the Hunger Games is all dystopian. Like,
that's a good one. That's a good one. that's a good one, Willis. You're pretty witty. Quick, Willis, dude.
You are.
Damn, dude. Thank you.
I never knew. See, I'm a nerd sometimes. But no, look, it's the parallel is that it's like fucking dystopian or whatever. And like, meanwhile, the rich people are like here and they're fucking doing the whole
dystopian in what way? Like, is that the fashion style right now?
Well, no. So, like, all right, the fucking in the Met Gala and in the Hunger Games, there's always the rich people gather and they like fucking, you know, have this whole big fucking thing that, oh, well, like, we're all rich and famous and we're all partying and we're all dressing nice and whatever. And like, meanwhile, across the world, you know, there's other shit going on. There's poor people. In this case, in real life, it's the fucking Gaza fucking Palestine shit going on.
Yeah, I get that. But like, just because Gaza and Palestine have been beefing for hundreds of years, does that mean they can't have their Met Gala? I don't get that. That's kind of gay.
It's not that they can't have it. It's just like, well, there's more important things to go to talk about, you know.
Okay, well, then the same people saying these things and leaving all these comments, go over there. Go over to fucking Israel. Go over to Palestine. Try to save a little Palestine baby from getting bombed. Try it. Go over there and see how well it fucking works out for you, dude. Fucking suck a dick, dude. What do you want them to go out and say? Did you guys know there's a war? Yeah, we're all aware. We're all aware. Maybe like what the fuck do you want them to say? Like, oh, like pick a side. Like, you know, everyone's pretty much picked the Jews on this one, even though it's, I mean, dude, had they not sparked this whole thing, the Palestinians, the only bad mark on them, as far as I could tell right now, is that they started the whole thing coming into that rave and fucking setting this off. They should have never did that. That's piss poor planning. That was bad move on their part. But everything else, you can only kick a dog for so long, dude. Like, I'm sorry, guys. I know we never get political. I've never shared my thoughts and views on this, and I'm just being real, dude. If you don't know the history of it, dude, pretty much just imagine being put into a cage, okay? And then they keep making that cage smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And then the whole time, it's not just your master. It's some guy that hates you, you know, like that's making the cage smaller. It's not just like a loving owner. It's someone who actually despises your existence, and they get to be in control of how small your cage is. And then one day you get an opportunity to break out that cage and go kill a few kids high on ecstasy. You might do it. You might fucking kidnap a few kids on ecstasy, take them back, and think that that's going to somehow get you in a bit, because your brain's not working in the right way. And I'm trying to make sense of it. Like, it's fucking horrible. It's a travesty all around. Okay. Yeah. Like, you know, season three, season finale is pretty crazy. Dude, we're covering politics. We never do this. Dude. It's pretty crazy.
Good way to finish.
It's never going to end.
No.
Until one side's gone, and I mean, the odds are stacked in one favor, dude. So honestly, it doesn't end until Palestinians, if someone could take this completely out of context, the war doesn't end until Palestinians are exterminated. That's it. That's if you guys want the long and short of it, no candy, no sugar coating, no nothing. That's how their 1,000-year war ends, dude. You know, like as fucking from one side completely being wiped out. It could be Israel as well if Israel gets eradicated, but let's just say one team has a significantly higher advantage and America on their side. You know, it's kind of fucking, the odds are stacked pretty fucking heavy, dude. And that's fucked up. It's fucked up that they can't just be like, anytime they're like, yo, let's have a ceasefire, there's babies dying. They're like, nah, dude, we're going to hit you with more bombs. Fuck them babies. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, that is fucked up. Like it is, it's bad, dude. But like, also that's what people get for putting so much faith into a fucking book that no one knows who really wrote it or its origins or anything about it. You know, that's what this is all about. Yeah. It all is over things that some guy wrote a long time ago. A group of guys wrote a long time ago to make sure that poor people didn't rob rich people. That's all the Bible is it's trying to instill what we refer to as Catholic guilt into the human mind, dude, to make you believe that there is right and wrong, and not just to believe that there's right and wrong, but that there are true repercussions for your wrong intent. Okay. And so that was to keep rich people from being taken all their money from, because if without that, why wouldn't you go and just stab some guy who has more money than you and take it? You know, it was kind of a way to protect people, you know, and also a way to create a hierarchy, because now you have a whole system of preachers and pastors and all types of any, like, you know, like you've created a multi-billion-dollar industry through this, like without the concept of that much money even being a thing back then, you know, like it's just like, I don't know. It's a crazy thought, dude. We're getting deep. Did I just go off on a little rant, dude?
That is deep.
Was that coherent? Was it good?
That was coherent. That was good. I haven't heard that. You're like Jimmy Neutron when he fucking.
No. It's old school. You ever see old school fucking Will Ferrell does that? He like does a debate and fucking just rattles off all the shit. It's just blacked out at the end. Yeah, you're right.
I could see him doing that fucking
little Jimmy Neutron brain blast, dude. Something
you had the brain blast going. You're like brain blast, fucking jizz at the end.
God, dude, I'm not passionate about any shit, but I am passionate about people in a way. A lot of people think I hate people, dude, and like I don't hate people. I don't know. I wish the best for people, but they just don't. It don't impress me much, you know. Like that's it. So I mean, that's. I don't know, but I wish that the best for them on both sides. But also, let these rich people have their fucking Met Galas and show off all their rich fancy things. Because why not? Fuck you. Fuck you. Suck a dick. You know, like fucking.
It's not like they could do anything about it anyway.
Go throw tomatoes at them or something, dude. I don't know.
That's true. Let's go back to throwing tomatoes at people.
Right, dude. Fucking tomato sales would be way up, dude. I'll get in the tomato game.
Yeah.
Fucking just
set up a little stand outside wherever you're at and just like, yeah, I got the tomatoes.
One step further, start fucking tar and feathering people again, dude. We should be, but before all that, dude, let's just bring back the idea of shame. Like, you know, like we should just bring back the concept and the notion of having shame. Like, just like where any girl should not just be able to go and open up like an OnlyFans. Like, you know, like we want to have like some concept of shame where like they're like, I don't know. Because I feel like some of them don't ever feel it, you know?
No, like, they don't. It's all about being a boss bitch now. And it's like, oh, well, I saw a clip earlier where the girl was saying to her, like her little brother on a podcast, she's like, oh, well, like I'm an entrepreneur now. Like, I make all this money. I bought shit for you. I bought shit for mom and dad. It's like, and the boys.
Yeah, but
like,
all my homies are beating off to you. Do you know how fucking hard it is for me to hang out with the boys whenever they're just like, yo, bro, check this out. I think I'm about to see a hot new meme and it's my sister's tits. Every fucking time it's my sister's tits. So like, what the fuck you want me to do, girl? I don't care. You bought me a PS5. I have seen your pussy 300 times this week. What the fuck?
That's exactly how it went. Like, for real, dude. Fucking like, I'm like, there's no amount of fucking video games and PS5s and Gucci belts you can buy someone to make it okay with you seeing their twat like that, dude, and being like a laughing stock where like it's gonna be gone eventually. Eventually it will be gone. Get it while it's good, I guess, because your bodies will fall to fucking spoiled milk in a matter of time. It will happen. That is inevitable. Time is undefeated. But
yeah,
also,
I don't know. That's crazy. If you have a dad or brothers, I've said it before, don't do porn. Don't subject. If you have male cousins that you're close with, don't do it. Just fucking knock it off. If you have any positive fucking male role models in your life whatsoever, just stop it. Stop it.
That's an oxymoron right there, I think. The reason they do it is because they have no positive male
That's what I'm saying. If you don't give a shit about any of that with what I just said, by all means, go for it. If you have no one to shame and to embarrass, go ahead, dude. Take dump. There's girls that take dumps in the tarp. They'll put a tarp right on their kitchen floor and take a dump in it. And that's their porn. You know, just a fucking corn-filled, steamy dump right on the floor, dude.
Shit.
Just piles up and clops, dude. Like, they'll do that, dude. Fucking the Farrah Abrams did it from Teen Mom. She just laid a turd out. There's a long, foot-long turd, dude, under a floor.
Don't say that, dude. I watched that as a kid.
Ernie, she laid this snake. She let a snake coil right out her butt, dude.
Oh.
You can find it. Bring it up, Ernie.
The copper snake.
Bring it up.
What
man.
Do you mean find
We're
it?
Watching it. Find it. Bring it up. Type, go on Pornhub and type in Farrah Abram drops coil.
Drops coil. All right. All right. Farrah Abram.
Do you got to be out of here? So I'm just trying to give them a little extra since it's season finale. Yeah.
Farrah Abram.
What was that? You sound like you need to be out of here. You said,
No, I'm assuring, reassuring you. I don't got to be out of here. Farrah Abram.
Here, just is you it find eight? It. I'm pausing here. And I'm peeing and take your time to find it. Okay, just take a minute. I'm pausing right. And pee. I have to pee really bad.
Pause.
All right, guys, I'm back. One banana richer. We yielded no results on these buttholes or on these. No. She the video. I tried to find it. I found a link to it. The link was removed. It's been killed. Can't find her laying this coil out, dude. I'm sorry, guys, but she dropped it. She was selling her poop. We found out, and then she tried to back out and say, actually, it was poop themed slime that I'm selling, and I've never been a porn star, but I've seen this girl get fucked in the ass. So somehow someone's lying, and it's her.
Yeah.
So selling poop is wild, dude.
Yeah. That should be a crime.
I'm pretty sure it probably is, dude. Sending the poop, not selling the poop, but sending biohazardous material. I feel like that has to be. Is it biohazard? Yeah.
That could be. Yeah.
It's poopy. Well, actually, no, because you send poop in the mail for those colonoscopies. They have like ones that you can do where you can send them their poop and they'll tell you if your poop's healthy.
Right, but that's a medical place. If you're sending poop to other
people. No, there's like a business. Not even like a medical place. It's like a business. Like Cologuard, I think that's what it's called. Cologuard.
I don't know. There's got to be some kind of laws against sending people poop. Sending people farts, however, though. Throwback to, what's his name? The duster guy.
Yeah, only one crop duster.
Only one crop duster. That should be. That's perfect.
By the way, if you guys are unfamiliar, we had this black dude on that like farts. He goes and farts around women, and it's hilarious and like makes them live in this stink. He started a premium page on YouTube. I don't know if he has any subscribers, but he's charging people like $9.99 a month for exclusive fart videos. He didn't even start low. Like, he started at $10 a month. Was like, you guys are getting Hulu with no ads level. It's Hulu with ads.
That's
you guys
crazy.
You're getting Hulu with ads level content. Like, that's what I always think when I'm like, when we start selling the Patreon and shit, I'm like, I don't want to ask for $5 because I feel like you could get Paramount Plus for $5. Like, we don't have
right
rocket power on our podcast.
Well, some people might not even want any of that stuff. This is their Paramount Plus. This is their Hulu. This is their Valley for them.
I'm going to put a lot of old episodes up on the Patreon too, guys. You can join for free. Get in there. Build the community. Watch old episodes for free. Enjoy these season three episodes while you can, dude, because they will... Oh, they're going to get put into the Patreon as well, but we're going to start vaulting episodes in the Patreon so we can trick you into paying in the future. We'll get you over there now for free, and then eventually we're going to trick you into giving us money. You know, that's the idea.
Fuck.
We're gonna trick the fuck out of you guys, and it's called the old bait and switch, dude. It's something I learned back in the day. Don't worry about it. Something I came up with, you know. Fucking,
you fucking sell out.
I am a fucking sell. Have you seen my wrestling videos, dude? Have we ever watched those on here? Because that's fucking funny. If the people have never seen those, can you bring up my wrestling TikTok page? A lot of people really don't even know what I do to make money now. It's so fucking embarrassing, dude.
It's not that bad.
It's just wrestling is fake on TikTok. By the way, about to hit 30,000 followers. Almost 10K followers in 9 days.
That's sick. I'm telling you, you're gonna go parabolic.
Parabolic, guys. Fucking just click on one that's got the one got like 1.8 million, dude. Fucking, I think it's only a minute long.
Kofi Kingston?
Yeah, go to that one. Guys, pay attention to what I contribute. This is the time to look at the screen. If you're just listening, time to look.
I'm sorry.
I laughed there. That was me laughing. I giggled a little bit.
Man, do you mind?
I giggled some more.
Now come on. Now get up. Now get up.
All right, that's it. You can cut it there. I don't do anything, guys.
You
fast forward to the end just so they can see that I never do anything.
I didn't even mean to, man.
I didn't say a single word.
Bro, people will be jealous of that. I know.
Not
I'm
a
jealous
single
of
word.
That.
I made over $1,100 from that video, guys.
That's amazing.
It isn't. But I mean, it is amazing, but it's very gay that, like, I don't want to jinx because I don't want it to go away, but I don't feel like I deserve it because I don't deserve it. You understand? Like, that's not like easy. I'm not going to be like devastated when it's gone because it's easy come, easy go in my brain. You know, like it's
You know, you can look at it the other side. Sometimes maybe you're not the one who decides if you're deserving. You know, maybe it's the people.
It's the algorithm. The algorithm decided I was worthy, dude.
Right.
A lot of people have pages just like that and they can't get over 200 views. You know, a lot of people. And if you guys go and really pay attention to the edits on there, I do some clean edits on the videos, Ernie. Like, if you watch the full videos, you'd be like, God damn, this kid's getting some tight edits on there. I'm sitting there tapping the space bar, getting the microseconds on the edits, bro. Fucking getting the...
Really? Okay.
Oh, buddy, they're tight. Like, they're very tight. Holy shit. They're all clean edits where a lot of them, you can't even tell. If there's no music in the backdrop, it seems like it's a straight through video the whole time.
Whatever. Oh, so it looks so they don't...
I have to put jump cuts in there so that's the originality thing and me being there. The last four times that I've had appeals, Ernie, they've gone through instant. I mean instant. The second that I push appeal, it goes approved. Fucking like it. So I'm on their good side. They're on my good side. They're gonna pay for me to get a new place and everything. That's cool. That is rad. But it is also very gay and embarrassing that I like to consider. That this is a very creative and cool punk rock show, dude. You know, very cool. Fucking. Sorry, I'm gonna burp.
Me too.
Banana burp, y'all. Fucking. I'm just saying, it's a weird juxtaposition. You would never think it's like my day job. You know.
Yeah.
It's like family friendly wrestling content shit, dude. Like, it's, my boy Ernie made me the new logo. Boy, working together.
Yeah, you could transition out of that. I'm saying, dude, you don't always have to. It doesn't always have to be. You're not stuck in like, it's just
I know.
It could be a thing where once you have enough followers, you can turn it to like the actual thing where you start talking about like wrestling, and then have a little community around you there.
Yeah, no, I mean, but that's the thing is that kills like the algorithm if you do that shit. I need to like keep it to like. Videos that everyone will find entertaining. It's not just for wrestling fans.
Yeah, that's what they say, but like, You know, at least it helps you a little bit that you have extra followers and like
you have to yield to me to my experience right now, Ernie. I'm more experienced in this department and you have to yield to me. Okay. Right. When was the last time you posted a Grease House video, dude? Probably been a while. None of them popped up in my feed.
It's been a while. It's been a while. I haven't played.
Damn. Well, see, you're out the game, dude.
I'm at the game. I think they're
going to. If you had me in Grease House, I'd be making content for you, you know, be doing things. But, like, you know, I wasn't invited, by the way. And that's okay.
You don't have to be
invited. Maybe you won't be invited back for season four, Ernie. Maybe you won't be. I just lose it. Maybe you're not coming back. Maybe Keegan's coming back, everyone. He's coming. Maybe Keegan is going to make a return. Maybe Keegan will come back. Maybe Keegan will be a part of the show. Who knows, guys? I mean, Ernie's definitely going to be here. I'm just fucking around on that. I mean, it's up to him, but I think he's going to definitely be here. But, like, and it's granted that I'll be here unless I die. Like, you know, like, I'm going to come back. We're just rambling now. Now we're just giving them too much, dude. It's too much time, guys. Yeah. Hour and 10.
You built up the nice suspense. Let's keep it at that.
Let's keep it at that, dude. Guys, it's not goodbye, but it's see you later, okay? I fucking love each and every one of you, and I mean that, dude. Not like the fucking superficial bullshit, because you want to know, you guys put $0 in my pockets. I love you. I love you just sheerly for being you and coming out and being like, goddamn, I'm gonna listen to this. And there's the number of you that listen as soon as the episodes drop keeps growing too, which that makes me especially happy that, like, you stop what you're doing and you're like, I'm gonna do this now. You know, like, we took precedence over it. And most people don't ever think about it like that, but, like, that's cool. Like, that's cool that, like, you could have been doing anything else, and in that moment you saw we uploaded something and you decided to start listening to it right then, which is fucking rad. And thank you if you're one of those people, and even if you're not one of those people, consider being one of those people, because they're much cooler than you, you know. And you, this is all about being cool, and it's all about who daddy loves you, who daddy loves the most. And I'm daddy in the scenario. You want me to love you. You're fighting for my affection whether you know it or not. You're constantly fighting for my affection, you young insatiable sluts. You're fucking out. Yes, dude. Well, Ernie, what do you got for final thoughts as far as the season goes, buddy? Wrap that whole season up in one fucking big fucking...
Guys, don't be a fucking mark. That's the biggest lesson.
Like, we're making t-shirts. We are making t-shirts. For
Yes, be a mark, with my dude. Face on it. And then...
Well, no, I already had it planned for it. It's the catchphrase of the TikTok channel, if you didn't notice that. It's
don't be a mark. Well, yeah, that's actually good. Really good. But, yeah. I mean, we'll see if I can come back less of a mark for the next season.
You're gonna come back. I feel like you're gonna come back fucking a whole new look.
A whole new look, maybe. Yeah.
Oh man, we might shake it up. We both might get whole. We might hire a stylist, dude, and just fucking get a whole new looks together.
That's how you bring in viewers, bro. Shake up the look.
We're gonna hire a high level. Yeah, dude. If you shaved your head, that'd be... I don't know if you have the head shape for it.
I do not. I've done it before. I do not, my friend.
Oh man.
I made that mistake. I never made it again.
Oh man, it is. Eh.
God bless. I would love to. I'm jealous of every guy that can rock a buzz cut, because I cannot.
It feels nicer. It is a nice, cool breeze, man. It feels cool. Bitches love running their fingers through your little, like, things too. Like, bitches be like, ooh, it tickles my fingers. I'd be like, oh shit, girl, you like 11 years old and shit. She'd be like, yeah, it tickles. Yeah.
Get him out of here.
Who is that? Drake, yo? Who is that? Drake? Fucking. I like how Kendrick was just like, you're a pedophile. And he was like, I'm not a pedophile. I swear to God, I'm not a pedophile. Yes. I'm not.
Yep. Perfect. You summed it up. That was it.
It's not exactly what it was, but I mean,
God, it was.
Let's just hope Drake's not a pedophile, guys. Let's hope. Okay, let's hope against hope that let's hope that all pedophiles cease and desist. Wouldn't that be? That's what we hope for season four, dude. Just knock it off, boys.
Wave a little white flag.
Just knock it off. Go out and try some grown pussy and come back and report. What if they just never tried grown pussy and they didn't know it's just as good?
Yeah, they need rehabilitation.
What if we've never tried underage pussy and we don't know that it's not or whatever? Well, I have tried underage. I was underage when I tried underage pussy, though, but I can't really recall if it was... Oh, we're getting...
Can't really recall.
Can't really recall.
Probably better you don't recall that.
Oh, what? I can live in my own moments. There's nothing wrong with that. If you have Spank Bank, your Spank Bank is yours, dude. I don't care if you were 9 years old, dude. That's yours for life.
That's fine. It's yours, but don't say that you're thinking about it now.
No, nah, bro. That's NWO. That's for life, baby. That's for life. Fucking no, dude. Shout out the wrestling fans out there, boys. All right, guys. For real, though, it's so much love coming from both me and Ernie. We fucking adore you guys, and yes, this means the world to us. So we will see you soon, and I don't know, maybe keep your eye on the feed, though. You know, maybe keep your eye on the Spotify feed, and maybe just, like, eyes, ears open, stay frosty, head on a swivel. Take it easy, boys. Fucking want to fuck all you.